Legends 92.9 now brings you Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware.
Okay, you're listening to another session of Lyrics and Legends on 92.9 FM Shamrock, Texas. Tonight in the studio with me, I've got Mitchell Ford. Mitchell's front man for Mitchell Ford and the Volunteers.
Yes,
how's
sir.
It doing, Mitchell?
Doing good. How about you?
All right. Where's the other volunteer, man?
Oh, well, he's going to head back to Seminole tonight, so he didn't get to make it down.
On the road. Y'all just finished up a gig, and so he was in yesterday, but we didn't get this scheduled early enough to get Spencer over, so we'll have to give him another shot one of these days.
Yes, and his harmonica adds a lot, but he has a five-hour drive back, so he's not going to make it this time.
So Mitchell is, like I said, with Mitchell Ford and the Volunteers. Tell me a little bit about where that came from, man.
Well, I moved up to Canyon for college, and I was living with Spencer and Rolando Salas, and of course Rolly played, and Spencer played harmonica, and I was playing guitar quite a bit at the time, and so I moved in, and me and Rolly and Spencer always would be jamming in the living room. It was kind of everyday deal. We'd get home from school or work and just start jamming, and so that's kind of what we did in our spare time. One evening we got a call, and they knew someone from a bar in Amarillo knew Spencer played and, you know, had buddies that played, and so they asked us if we could come for a last minute opening gig. And so we went up to Leftwoods in Amarillo, which is down on 6th Street, and that was my first ever opening gig. And we didn't even have a name then. We kind of said whenever we were playing, it was Spencer, Rolly, and I. And we kind of told the crowd, you know, we don't really have a name, but we're going to try to start playing some opening gigs. And so we kind of asked them, and they kind of threw some thoughts out. Well, one day, Jayton Moore, I have to give Jayton credit for this.
All right.
We were sitting at the house, and we'd been kind of jamming. And we'd actually taken a few pictures we were going to create a Facebook page, Mitchell Ford and the Volunteers, which is what it later became. And so we're sitting in the living room at our house in Canyon, and Spencer had been a volunteer firefighter, Rolando had been a volunteer firefighter, I had been a volunteer firefighter, and Rolly kind of was telling me, you know, Mitchell, you're going to be the front man of this when we get it going, so I want it to have your name in it, and then, you know, he said it needs to be Mitchell Ford and something. And Jayton Moore said, well, y'all are all volunteers, why not Mitchell Ford and the Volunteers? And as soon as he said that,
that was it.
We all looked at each other and we said, Mitchell Ford and the Volunteers it is. And I haven't found too many volunteers. I'm working on a full band right now. I have one of my buddies in Canyon that's playing lead guitar. And so we've been jamming quite a bit. And so I think he'll end up being my lead guitar player. And Trevor Marshall, I think, may be the bass player.
Trevor's a bass man, yeah.
Yes, so
good deal.
I sent him a list of songs the other day, and he said he's going to start working on those, so hopefully we can get something together.
For Trevor, you probably need to keep everything in G, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe so. I don't know.
He's probably...
I play a lot in G, but...
I'll see if he's listening to this.
We may have to change it up a little bit.
Bass players have to pick on each other a little bit, so I get to play bass some, so I kind of know how that goes. Hey, we want you to do a song here to kick this thing off. One you wrote that, tell me a little bit about this song before you get into it.
Think of You, that's one I wrote. Well, it's funny, you know, you get lots of stories out of women. And so I'd been dating a girl for a while and we broke up, and I was just sitting in my house one night, and I don't know, I was upset about it, I guess. And so I'd go driving around and whatnot, and I just started thinking, oh man, I drive around a lot just kind of to clear my mind. And that's kind of what you hear at the first of the song, just talking about driving around. And I would always go drive around, listen to good music, you know, just kind of get things off my chest and just go drive around and listen to some good music. So that's kind of where this song came from.
All right, let's listen to a little bit of it.
Sleepless night, driving through this town, trying to clear my head of all that's got me down. I've seen these streets at least 1,000 times. I can't seem to keep you off of my mind. I'd drive all night to leave it behind. I see you everywhere, and it takes me back when you were mine. The pain will last a while until I find someone new. But until then, I'll drive these streets and think of you. Guess they were right, it never would work out. The pain and the hurt led us to the doubt. All the best for me, I wish the same to you. It's not us together, there's nothing we can do. I'd drive all night to leave it behind. I see you everywhere, and it takes me back when you were mine. The pain will last a while until I find someone new. But until then, I'll drive these streets to think of you. Think of you. I drive all night to leave it behind. I see you everywhere, and it takes me back when you were mine. The pain will last a while until I find someone new. But until then, drive these streets to think of you. Think of you.
All right, Mitchell Ford from Mitchell Ford and the Volunteers. You're listening to Lyrics and Legends on 92.9 FM, Shamrock, Texas. Got Mitchell sitting in with us now. I'm going to learn a little about all the good stuff, who, what, where, and when from the life of Mitchell Ford.
So. Yes, sir. It may be interesting.
Your hometown boy raised in Wheeler, Texas, and third-generation firefighter over there. And,
yes, sir.
Which is pretty cool. We touched on that a little bit before that song, but tell me a little bit about that. That's pretty cool stuff there.
Well, the first song that me and Spencer ever wrote was this one that I'll play next. Code 3 is the name of it. And it's kind of crazy. It seemed like we'd always finish writing a song, and whenever we were on vacation in a tropical place, I don't know why, it seemed like we could write some good music there. And I believe we actually finished writing Code 3 in the Bahamas. We were on vacation a couple summers ago in the Bahamas, and we had been hanging out, and I didn't have my guitar, and he didn't have his harmonicas there. But we were just sitting out on a patio. It was late one night. We stayed up and we're watching TV, and just then we went out on the patio and just sitting out enjoying the weather. And we had started it before and kind of left it at that. And we were like, well, we don't really know where to go with it. And we were just sitting there, and Spencer goes, well, I think I know what we need to have for the last verse. We had had two verses that I think I wrote most of the first part. And then the first verse I wrote, and then Spencer helped me with the second verse. And then that's where we kind of left it at that, and we didn't really know where to go with the third verse. But we felt like it needed more. And all of a sudden, Spencer said, hey, listen to this. And he kind of sang off some lines, and it talked about there being three generations of firefighters in our family, starting with my grandpa, and then my dad, and then Spencer and I. So that was really cool. It just kind of came out of nowhere while we were sitting on a balcony in the Bahamas.
That's pretty cool. Your granddad, I remember well, he was a firefighter for probably, what, 60 years? I don't know.
I can't even remember how
long. He and my dad started back, and my dad was on there like 50 years and got off, and KD stayed on there even.
I can't remember how long my papa was on the fire department.
And your dad's only probably been on there like 35 or so.
Yes,
he's the new guy.
No. Yes, he's the new guy. 35 years, new guy. Yeah, he's been on a while too, and so it kind of ran through our family. And Spencer and I, once we went to college, we both got on in Canyon, and then Spencer moved down to Seminole, and he's not on right now. He's trying to get on, and I was on Canyon for a while, and just trying to balance that with school was kind of hard, so I thought it would be better to get off for now, and maybe if I'm still up there and I get a little bit more free time, I'll try to get back on. So I'm not volunteering anywhere right now, but I really enjoy it and hope to again. I mean, I know I will again someday, just depends when. It's just kind of hard to balance college and work and the fire department. You know, they keep you pretty busy with training, and then calls are pretty high in Canyon, so
right,
makes it kind of tough. So I got off, but hopefully I'll get on again sometime.
All right. Well, let's hear a little bit of Code 3.
All right. This is Code 3. Put my life out on the line for people I don't know. No matter the time of day, I'm always willing to help. Some people ask me why even waste my time. They just can't see what's in it for me. It's not just running Code 3 down those city streets. It's crawling in that house to save a child. Coming out that smoking door, mama running to me. That's what my job is all about. Hear those tones drop, I'm headed that way. Not knowing what it will be till you get to the scene. Praying for the best of what it could be. I ain't got no pain for any call I've made. It's not just running Code 3 down the city street. It's crawling in that house to save a child. Coming out that smoking door, mama running to me. That's what my job is all about. Generations in my family, my grandpa and dad, my brother and me. If someone needs us, you know we'll be running Code 3 down those city streets. Save a child. Coming out that smoking door, mama running to me. That's what my job is all about.
Mitchell Ford with Mitchell Ford and the Volunteers, but we just have Mitchell Ford, no volunteers.
No volunteers today, just
nobody
me.
Showed.
Me, myself, and I.
Great song, though, Code 3. That's one you and your brother wrote. You guys are, I know y'all are always, like a lot of the other guys, you're always doing benefits, helping people out. I'm sure that's where probably where I heard that first.
Yes, was sir, it one of those? I can't remember.
Either at a benefit or a 4th of July deal or something,
maybe so.
I'm sure. Anyway, that's a really good song. Tell me a little bit about some of your influence music wise. Who do you like to listen to? Who's on Mitchell Ford's iPod, if you have?
Well, I guess on my Spotify, one of my big influences is William Clark Green. He's getting pretty big in the Texas country scene now.
William Clark Green played St. Patrick's Day last
yes.
year here.
Yes, Sherman. That was awesome.
Yeah,
I've seen him probably at least 10 times now, but he's so good. I don't mind to see him. You know, if he's in town, you know, if he's playing in Amarillo somewhere and I can make it out, I'll go watch him. He puts on a good show, and my cousin actually knows him pretty well, and we actually went down and watched his live CD recording at Green Hall down in New Braunfels,
okay,
Texas.
Right.
And so last summer, Spencer and I and my cousin went down there, and we ended up getting to hang out with Will after the show at his condo. And so he's a really cool guy. You know, I've talked to him personally. I mean, he may not remember me, but, you know, he's a really nice guy. And, you know, I told him I played, and he just said, well, just keep on getting after it. And so William Clark Green's always been a big influence for me. He's kind of someone I listen to a lot, and I cover quite a few of his songs, so that's awesome. And I guess Austin Mead, he's not too big yet. He's getting there. He's been playing a lot of shows with Charlie Robinson, and he's played Green Hall here recently, so I'm glad to see he's doing good things. But Austin Mead, he's really cool. I watched him play back in Lubbock, I guess it was for New Year's, and he was really cool, and his drummer, you know, I talked to him, and he was asking me what I do, and I told him I play music some when I can, and, you know, he just said, keep on playing, don't give up. He said, follow your dreams, and so that's always really cool to hear from a successful musician, whether it's a lead man or not. You know, he was a drummer, but he was just telling me, don't quit. And so hearing that kind of stuff's always awesome. And so that kind of gives me some drive to want to keep doing better. And he said, you know, you'll be up there on the stage one of these days. And so that was really cool. It always encourages me to hear that from someone who's being successful in the music scene. So that's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. One of the songs you had, told me you're going to do comes from one of my favorites, older legend, John Anderson. I'm a big John Anderson fan. And,
he's good.
And,
well,
John Anderson's
awesome.
One of my, if I had an iPod, he would be on there.
Yes.
Well, or Spotify or whatever.
He has some good music.
He's on our station. I'll just put it that way.
Well, that's good.
Why don't you play a little bit from some of John Anderson's
stuff? All right. I'll play Seminole Wind. I like covering that one. And it's, you know, like you said, it's kind of an older country song, and a lot of people always, it's one that everyone knows usually. A lot of people don't know some of the Texas country songs that I play, just because a lot of the Texas country bands are smaller, not as well known yet. So this song, Seminole Wind, is always one that people know when they start playing it. Ever since the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They'd dig for silver and for gold, and leave the empty holes. Way down south in the Everglades, where the black waters roll and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminole. Blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, I don't know who you are. Blow, blow from the Okeechobee, all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the land of the Seminole, the alligator and the gold. Thank you. progress came and took its toll. And in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now their blades are going dry. The last time I walked in the swamp, I stood up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osalia cry. Blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, I don't know who you are. Blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the land of the Seminole, the alligator and the gold. Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, I don't know who you are. Blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the land of the Seminole, the alligator and
all right, the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. We've got Mitchell Ford in the studio with us. I'm really enjoying visiting with you and kind of getting a feel for the things you like to play and kind of where some of it comes from. It's always good to kind of touch base on all that. And that was a little John Anderson there. Good,
yes,
good
sir.
Song. All right.
I have to add on that one. That's my grandparents' favorite song.
Oh,
so
okay.
I always got to play that one for them. They said that's the first song that they ever heard me play on guitar. That's kind of one of the first songs I learned. And so my Nana and Papa said, that's the first song we ever heard you play. And so that's our favorite. So
that'd be Doyle.
Doyle and Sarah.
Doyle and Sarah, okay.
Yes, sir. So they like that one.
That's the other side of the family. We can't leave. We've talked about your dad's side, but your mom's side. They've been around a while, too.
Yes, and they love hearing me and Spencer play music. That's one of the things they love the most.
Oh, I can't imagine anything that make them more happy than get to hear their grandkids play music.
They really keep saying, when are you going to put a CD out? When are you going to put a CD out?
I say, Grandpa, so, when you give me a bunch of money.
I was going to say, when I get a lot of money, I'll try to do that. So it's awesome. We always love going out there and playing music for them. We'll just sit in their living room and play for them. So that's
now, you know, a lot of people may not know your grandma, Sarah, what do y'all call her?
Nana.
Nana, okay. She was a nurse over here in Shamrock.
Yes, she was.
Dr. Blackadder for a long time. Yeah. So anyway, I'm sure that may help
for a long time.
That may help some people tie in that
yes,
don't
Sarah
know
Bond.
The other side of the family. So anyway, nice people, I can
yes,
tell
sir,
you for
great.
Sure. So I think the first time I got to hear you actually sit down and play was one night we were playing in the barn out on the west side of Wheeler, and Justin brought you over. And so
yes,
we
sir.
Got to,
I remember that in that barn.
Yeah.
I was pretty nervous. That was really the first time I'd ever played in front of people. And Justin said, why don't you go play with me? And I was like, I can't do it. And he said, why? You have a good voice. You can play the guitar. I said, I can't do it, Justin. I've never played in front of anyone else but my parents, maybe a few friends, and, you know, my Nana and Papa, Spencer. That was the only people who'd ever heard me. No one even knew that I played guitar. I just taught myself, so no one even had a clue that I played guitar, and so that was kind of scary to get out there and do that.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I did now, because it's been
You know, you got to get going sometime, and that was a good place to start. Nobody there was going to, like, throw beer bottles at us or anything. So.
Yeah, I think I was shaking up there trying to sing a song, though, so that may have been.
I think everybody really enjoyed it, and I know it was pretty memorable for me to get to hear you play.
Yes,
so.
Well, that's kind of what started it all. I mean, I wanted to play, but I really never thought I would be, you know, playing, opening for bands and getting my
So who's the first,
shows.
You said earlier you opened for somebody in Amarillo, your first gig was kind of just short notice. Do you remember who it was offhand?
It was actually called, I think they're out of Lubbock, the Dick's Hat Band. don't know if you've ever heard of them.
No.
They're not huge, but they play some good music, and since we opened for them, they actually got a different singer. So the front man is not the same, but I've still listened to them a little bit. I knew the lead man. I met him, and then I'd seen him several other places. His name was Adam, so he was really cool. And, you know, I told him, man, this is my first opening gig. I hope it goes all right. And they were all cool. They said, man, just get up there and play. You know, we're not going to just have a good time. We're not going to critique you or anything like that. So we kind of just got up there, and I think we may have had our set list on a napkin or something. It was kind of But it was a good time, and it kind of started, you know, the more you play, the more your name gets out there. So I've got some other opening gigs at different bars. So that's always fun to play a new place.
That's fun stuff. So the next song we have written down here is called Someone New. Tell me a little bit about that before you play it.
All right, that's another one that Spencer and I wrote, and I guess that was the second song we ever finished, behind Code 3. We had both been dating girls. Spencer was already up at WT, and I was still in high school, and we had been in long relationships with these girls, and that summer I graduated, I moved up to Canyon, and we had both broken up with our girlfriends, so we were kind of in a, I guess, a songwriting mood, and so we came up with another breakup song, which does seem to be pretty common. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
Oh, yeah, I think that's pretty common throughout the...
I mean, you get some good songs out of it. Yeah. It doesn't always seem like it's the best thing, but I guess if you get a good song out of it, maybe it turns out to be all right.
All right, let's hear a little bit
of all right, one call. This is Someone New. Times we have, I swore we'd make it through the good and the bad. Looking back now, we weren't meant to be. I wasn't for you, and you're dang sure weren't. So dragging on, she's running around with someone new, and he's making her smile the way that I used to do. Thank you.
All right, that's Mitchell Ford. You're listening to Lyrics and Legends on 92.9 FM in Shamrock, Texas. Mitchell and Spencer wrote that, called Someone New.
Yes, sir.
About breaking up. That's probably not the first breaking up song that's ever been written.
No, you hear them quite often. Pretty common thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so where are you at in school now? What? How far along?
I'm a sophomore. I'm in my, I guess it's fourth semester, so I still have about 2 years left of school.
So what's your major?
Ag communications.
So maybe, does that involve radio or what?
Oh, well, I get to do a practicum with their WT radio station. Since being a communications major, we have to do a practicum. And so I'm on the air 2 hours a week for this semester. So I'm DJing on the KWTS 91.1, the one is the WT radio station. They play kind of some, I think they call it college indie rock or something like that. It's different music. It's not bad, but it's different from what I'm used to listening to. But it's cool to get to have that experience and get to DJ. I have to do the jock breaks and everything, so that's really interesting.
You can't slip in a little Willie Nelson or anything?
Oh, I wish I could. I'm sure someone would run in the station and go, Who's playing this?
Yeah, who did that?
Soon as they saw me sitting in there, they'd know exactly who it was. But it's a cool experience. So,
tell me a little bit about this next song we've got coming up, Doing What I Like.
Oh, Doing What I Like. That's kind of a funny story. I was, I'm a guitar player, and I bought a drum set and put it out in a shed behind my house in Canyon. And I don't really know why. I guess I thought maybe I'd learn to play the drums, which I still haven't.
I bought a set of harmonicas, too.
I beat on them every once in a while, but that doesn't mean I know how to play the drums. Anyway, I was sitting out there just messing around trying to learn some simple beats one day, and I don't know why my mind started running, and I thought it would be cool to write a song about just playing music, that just doing what I like, and that's the name of the song. But I just thought, the first verse started out playing open mic nights, which I still play open mic nights now. Those are some fun times, just to go out and just no pressure, just go play with some different musicians around Amarillo and even in Canyon. So I thought, why not start out the song with talking about playing open mic nights and then kind of progress it to opening gigs and just kind of talking about you hope the fans enjoy it and you're not doing it for the money right now. It's just, you're just doing what you like. And then the last verse talks about having a full band to travel with you and just kind of see where the journey takes you. And so I started thinking about that while I was out there in the shed playing the drum set. And I thought, I'm going to go inside and try to write this. And it's the fastest song I've ever written. I think I timed it. I looked whenever I started writing it. And I had the whole song written and named in, I think it was 32 minutes. That was kind of crazy. I don't really know how. It's like my mind just put the words down on the paper and it was done. So that was kind of cool. And I don't know, it's just kind of a cool story. Just kind of the progression of the song, right. If you listen to the lyrics, it just talks about kind of you start here and you work up to a band, headlining a show.
All right.
And so that's kind of cool. And I still haven't really got to the third part of this song because I don't have a full band quite yet, but hopefully that I'm there. And I think I almost kind of use this song kind of as motivation in a way, because I thought, I want to get a full band sometime. And I don't know, I think of it kind of in a cool way like that. As to kind of thinking ahead to what I wanted to have one day.
And yeah, I think it's a great concept.
And I think it turned out to be a cool song, and I always like to play it, and I go play an open mic, and people really liked it so far. They'll tell me after I play it, that's a cool song, just listening. And so I think it turned out cool, and, it came out so fast. I don't really know how that happened, but I think it turned out pretty cool.
All right, well, we're going to listen to a little bit of it. This is called Doing What I Like by Mitchell Ford.
I've stepped foot inside every bar in this town. Not trying to get drunk, just trying to be found. Everyone can listen, not everyone will like the songs that I play at the open mic at night. Sometimes this life can get real hard, but don't back down, you'll find your star. Everyone wants the big spotlight. Well, I'm just thankful to be doing what I like, yeah. An opening gig every now and then. It's not about the money, but more about the fans. I hope they enjoy the songs that I play, and then maybe they remember my name. Sometimes this life can get real hard, but don't back down, you'll find your star. Everyone wants the big spotlight. Well, I'm just thankful to be doing what I like. Finally got a band to travel with me. We'll follow this road and see what we can see. My headliner show, that'd be huge to me. Just follow this journey, see where it got to me. Sometimes this life can get real hard. Don't back down, you'll find your star. Everyone wants the big spotlight. Well, I'm just thankful to be doing what I like. I'm just thankful to be doing what I like. I'm just thankful for the open mic nights.
All right, and that's Mitchell Ford, little song called Doing What I Like, that's from the heart, you can tell. You know, one of the things that kind of keeps to be a recurring theme here on this program is all the guys I talk to, I think they'd be doing this whether they were making tons of money or whether they weren't making any, you know.
That's the thing, it's just enjoyable to get to play music and make friends through it and just meet new people, and, you know, you get people that like what you're doing and, you know, they start following you on Facebook, or you see them around town, and they're like, hey, how are you doing? You know, are you playing anywhere soon? And it's just really cool, you know, meeting. I love meeting new people, and I'll stand and talk to someone I just met for a while. You know, if I meet them, they're probably going, man, is this guy ever going to quit talking? But I don't know. I just like talking to people, and I enjoy and I appreciate that they listen to my music and come out for shows, you know. And
so if somebody said, how do I figure out when this guy's going to be playing and where?
We have a Facebook page, and it's Mitchell Ford and the Volunteers. You can find that on Facebook, and we post our dates on there when we're playing, and hopefully before long it'll be filling up a little bit more. We'll be getting some more gigs, but it's just kind of hard with college and everything right now, but that's where you can find us. And we also post, we try to do Country Music Mondays, try to keep that going on Facebook, so we have videos of us playing on there, so that'd be cool if y'all wanted to check those out and like the page.
So I know you just opened for Shotgun Rider. You've known those guys for a little while, haven't
you? I have, and I forgot to say, whenever, you know, they're some of my big influences too. I first met the guitar player, the lead guitar player, through Spencer. Ever since then, he's always there. They're some of my best friends, and they'd do anything to help me, you know, whether it's opening gig, you know, let me open for them, or it wouldn't matter, you know, what it was. And so.
So where are they based out of?
They're from Amarillo, Texas.
Okay.
Well, I guess Logan, the lead singer, he's from Nazareth, and Anthony's from Dimmitt, so they're from up in the Panhandle, so that's always good to have Panhandle boys, but they actually live down in Fort Worth now, but I hear that they're wanting to move back to the Panhandle. They say they miss home, and they said the Panhandle, you know, Amarillo, I think, is Amarillo Canyon is where they want to get back to, and they said they've kind of got their name out there enough now that they can just drive from Canyon Amarillo to play shows around. So they're getting their name out there and getting some good tunes out.
All right. Well, that's always neat when somebody who's experienced a little success kind of gives a guy, throws a guy a rope, you know what I mean?
Yes, and they're like I said, they're some of my best friends, and they'd do anything to help me, and my family loves them, and so.
We want to listen to another one. You've got one written down here called Distance. Tell me a little bit about it.
I think this is the newest song that I've written, and I'm dating a girl from Seminole, Texas right now, and Spencer moved down there for work, and I met her from going down there to see Spencer, and she's really awesome, but just kind of hard, you know, living in Canyon and Seminole, that's about 3 hours away. And so I guess trying to make a relationship work, a long-distance relationship, is kind of hard, and I've never really done that before, but I think it's worth it. And so, I don't know, I just started thinking about that one day, and I looked up the miles from Canyon to Seminole, and it said 180, and so you hear that in the chorus, and I don't know, I just thought it was kind of a... And it's actually, you know, it's a song about a girl, but it's actually a happy song this time. You know, the other ones have been breakup ones that I've played so far. And that's what she said. She said, well, I'm glad you wrote a happy song about me instead of a breakup song. So
I'm not even going to go down that road.
Yeah, we better not talk about that too much. She may listen to this.
So we're going to listen to
they were hoping.
Distance with Mitchell Ford.
Yes,
minus the volunteers.
No volunteers, just me. Can't I ever sleep at night? I've always got you on my mind. It's been a long couple weeks. Just keep dreaming about you next to me. Let this distance break us, oh no. Long dark hair and that smile on your face. My time with you, it just slips away. Thank God for sending you my way. Loving you for the rest of my days. A 180 till I see you. And I really just can't wait. Gonna hold you in my arms tonight. Not gonna let this distance break us. Driving away with that look on your face, wishing next time is far away. Missing you seems more than I can take. Love for you, girl, it's worth the wait. Till I see you, just can't wait. I'm gonna hold you in my arms tonight. Not gonna let this distance break us. Oh no.
And Mitchell Ford in the studio with us tonight on Lyrics and Legends on 92.9 FM and Shamrock. And we're just having a good time visiting about kind of where all this got started and kind of the progression of how everything's taken off for you. And
yes, sir. It's been good talking to you. I appreciate you having me in.
We want to go ahead and let you do Lonely Town, I think. Now, who is this by?
Lonely Town's one of me and Spencer.
Tell me a little bit about Lonely Town, then.
Well, believe it or not, it's...
Breaking up with a girl, or
oh, you got it right. Bingo, ding ding. That's right. It wasn't me this time, though. It was Spencer. Got a job right after he graduated from WT in Canyon, and he got a job offer down in Seminole, Texas, and he was dating a girl. I guess they didn't want to do the long distance thing, so they cut it off, and so we got this song out of it. And nothing against Seminole, but Spencer thinks it's kind of lonely, so. That's where the Lonely Town comes in. But I think it turned out to be a pretty good song, and a lot of people have said they really like it. It's one of our newer ones. I guess it's probably the second newest one that we've written. So, and it has harmonica in it, so I wish he was here to play.
I know.
It,
we're going to have to give him a shot one of these days.
We will.
All right. So we're going to listen to Lonely Town.
Lonely Town. Said it wouldn't work, but did you really know? I headed down the road just trying to make a life. I really hoped one day that you'd become my wife in this lonely town. In my lonely town. Really miss it, but that wasn't my choice. I sometimes wonder if you ever think of me. I'm thinking all the time it'd be nice to see you in this lonely town. In my lonely town. Living here really made me see you're not the woman I thought you'd be. Being lonely dang sure beats loving someone who'd never love me in this lonely town. Well, I'm better off now in my lonely town. Mm-hmm.
Lonely Town.
Lonely Town, Seminole.
Mitchell Ford. All right. A lot of Seminole stuff, like Seminole Wind and Seminole, Texas. And
so. I know.
Yeah.
Even if it is the Lonely Town.
I know there's a lot of people looking for jobs, so yeah, that's good.
Yes, sir.
We're in the studio with Mitchell Ford, and we're just having a good visit talking about his group, Mitchell Ford and the Volunteers, and kind of found out a little bit about where they came from and about, you know, how they got started in music, being brothers from a small town. And,
yes, sir.
Really enjoyed visiting with you. We want to do another one here. Tell me a little bit about Forever I Do.
It's a song by Colton Moore and the Clever Few, and they were a band, they in the, you know, Texas country scene, and they actually broke up, which was kind of...
It seems to be tonight's theme.
Yes.
Breaking up.
Well, the band broke up. So
we went from breaking up, it was from the girl, to the whole stinking, the whole band broke up.
It was actually really cool. He seems like a really cool guy. I'm friends with him on Facebook, and I mean, I never even got to see him play a show or anything, because I was still kind of younger whenever they were still together. But he's only, I think, a couple years older than me. So they started this band, Colton Moore and the Clever Few, I guess, and he was probably 19, and so they were touring some, and not huge shows, but they were a really good band. And Spencer heard this song one night, and he was living in Canyon, I was still in high school, and he said, "Mitchell, you gotta learn this." So I couldn't find the chords to it, but listening to it enough, I finally figured it out. But the cool thing was, I messaged him on Facebook one time, and after I had heard that they broke up, and you know, he was probably like, "Who's this guy?" And so I didn't even think he would message me back. I just said, "Hey, man, I was a listener of the Clever Few and whatnot, and I was just wondering why y'all broke up." And I said, "I was sad to hear that y'all did." And he messaged me back just not too long after I messaged him, and he was like, "You know, the music life just wasn't the life that I decided I wanted to live." He said, "I love playing music and going new places and meeting new people, but," he said, "at the end of the day, that's just not what I wanted to do." And so he's always, I don't know if he's a pro staffer for a hunting show now or something, but he hunts a lot and fishes, so. But I thought that was really cool that...
That's almost as good as playing music, isn't it?
Hunting. Yes. if you're not playing music, go hunting and fishing.
You know, one thing I've learned about the music deal is you talk to many people that do that much, and it's a grind. I mean, yes, it really it is. You know better than anybody when you go play... And I don't know how long you guys played on your last gig. I don't know how long.
We played an hour set last
An
week.
Hour, but... You look at what you have to put into to be on stage for an hour.
Yes.
And you sure don't want to figure a lot of that by the hourly wage sometimes.
And so when you're up there, it seems like a lot longer than an hour, too.
Yeah.
You feel like you're up there forever, and sometimes you run short on songs. You have to think of songs. And you're like, "Oh, man, I need to add one because I'm not even to the time limit yet." And it's good. It's fun, but you just got to.
It's fun. Yeah, it is for sure. But I know there's a lot that goes into it, and People think a lot of times you just show up and play for an hour and go home, and then it's not always that way.
Sometimes it's like, "Man, I wish it was that simple." You know, you got to practice, and we're both kind of rusty playing together. You know, him living down in Seminole doesn't get to play with me a whole lot, so we're kind of trying to figure out, you know, we haven't played together in a while since, you know, last night was the first time in quite a while, so we're trying to get back on the same page, and, you know, we used to jam together every day almost, and now it's maybe... every once a month, maybe.
Right.
Sometimes I don't see him for a little longer than that at a time, but so it makes it kind of hard just not living together anymore.
Well, this song is called "Forever I Do" by Colton Moore, who's no relation to the Colton Moore.
And it's K-O-L.
K-O-L-T-O-N Moore. Okay, take it away.
Far as I was a plus, and the road it might have made me. So please don't cry, 'cause it'll be alright when the show.
Mitchell Ford, that was called Forever I Do.
And, yes, sir.
Good song, man.
Thank you. I like that song a lot. It's one of the top ones on my list to cover. I think it just matches my voice kind of, and so makes it fun to play.
Right, yeah. I like
that song a lot. And it has some awesome harmonica in it, too. I always picture that
in
my
mind. Now people are going to have to go see you guys because...
You only got part of the. Yeah, you only got one of the volunteers. Got
to go see Spencer. And
to get the other half, you got to go watch us sometime.
We'll be looking forward to that.
Sounds good.
Man, I appreciate you taking time to come over here. I know you had a busy weekend, and I kind of sprung this on you last minute.
Oh, I appreciate you having me. It was a fun time getting to do this.
A lot of fun. We've enjoyed having Mitchell Ford in the studio with us tonight on a program we call Lyrics and Legends, and the legendary Mitchell Ford.
I don't know about that.
Not necessarily. This is more just touching on local musicians and kind of... That's a whole other story, but there's a lot of music history around this area, and we're just glad that you're part of it. Maybe a newer face on the scene, but, you know, for stuff to carry on, that's got to take place. So,
yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you having me.
Thank you guys for coming in, and we'll look forward to seeing you again soon. Tell your brother I said hello.
All righty, I will. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time here on Legends 92.9.